انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hey Alexa, what time is it?
It is time for the truth to finally come out, Siri. Now the people can find out the truth behind the screen.
We're gonna break the screen to unearth the truth. So buckle up your seatbelt, because it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is Gannatullah, and on Digital Perfection, or is it? 90s FM Radio.
Digital Perfection مع Gannatullah. كل يوم أربع الساعة 9:30 على تسعينات FM.
Hello guys, and welcome to Digital Perfection on 90s FM Radio with Gannatullah, where we use a platform to bring awareness to the problems overlooked by social media. Speaking of social media, have you ever seen that video or TikTok about styles for clean girls? You know, where they're fixing their straight hair with their blonde hair, doing their blue eyes routine with their mascara, doing their brows a certain way. It always shows how people with clear skin or filters or straight hair are the social trend. So as a person with wavy hair, curly hair, different colored hair, even red hair, blue hair, anything, don't you feel like you're out of place because of the way that they're thinking? This is what people should look like. This is how it's the normal kind of person. It's basically not you. Why is it that most of us never feel like we really resonate with the people on social media? That's because they never want you to feel like, yes, that is also me. They want you to always work to become what they think is acceptable. But the moment that you think that you have become what they think is acceptable, they change the whole social trend. So why is it that the trends on social media only fit a specific group of people? Now, I'm talking about you as someone that is a different culture from the social trend. Like Americans, for example, they mostly have blonde hair, straight hair. And then you, maybe as an Arab, we have brown hair, brown eyes, and it's usually wavy, curly. And then you see people with straight hair and they get everything, the fame, the views, the money, the lifestyle. And you say, why can't that be me? That's because they are conditioning you to say, I can never be like them. But you always try to satisfy people. The social standards are never the same throughout history. Maybe this time they'll say, yeah, straight hair is the best. And then a week later, maybe curly hair is better. This is your curly hair routine instead of straight hair routine. You can never please people. You can never please social media. No matter your age, your gender, your nationality, your culture, you will never be truly happy for what you are doing to yourself. After that, you just keep wanting to please yourself, but you never can because you don't accept yourself. You don't accept that this is who I am, this is what I look like, this is who I want to be. But in the end, you're saying, why can't I be like them? It's just really confusing to be on social media and be different from everyone else. But we're gonna talk about social standards more after this small break. And we're gonna be listening to first Selena Gomez, Who Says, because who says you're not perfect?
Insecure.
Back. So ever since the beginning of social media, society has always been placing standards that almost no one can live up to. Whether it's what should your weight be, what kind of hair should you have, your face shape, is it symmetrical? Are you very pretty because you're symmetrical? Your face is not symmetrical? Sorry, you're not pretty. Or your race, your religion. In the end, no one is left happy. The only people that seem happy are the rich people that have the opportunity to fix some of these things. But in the end, no one is happy. What you see on social media is so little. You don't even know what's going behind the screens. Someone can be so happy but have a horrible living life and standard. Someone can look so pretty, but you don't know what they did to actually get this. And because of the social standards, body shaming has become such a huge thing in society. Just because someone doesn't have the same body type as you, or as models, or as, and well, the standard models, you have to tell them, well, you're not pretty enough. And that's not something that we should be doing. Body dysmorphia happens because of this. Imagine someone telling you that you don't even know, why are you not pretty? Why don't you have this? Why do you act like that? And why is your hair like that? Why is your face like that? You need a nose job. No, you don't. You need to accept who you are, because no one is gonna be you. No one is gonna live your life for you. You're living your life, you're making your dreams happen. So why are you letting someone that's behind a screen take control of who you are? You, well, let me tell you who you are. You're a person, you're loved, so many people love you. You're needed in this world, you're here to make a difference. And by telling someone that you're not worth it, that is something you don't know what kind of effects it makes someone have. Imagine being told, why are you alive? This is something no one wants to hear. Honestly, it is one of the worst things someone can tell you. Judging you by the way you look, by the way you act on social media, not knowing who you really are as a person. And no one knows what's happening behind the screen in your life. So why do they have the opportunity to actually affect your mental health because of what you want people to see you as? It's none of their business, basically. Because is it their life? No. Is it they want you to look the way they want? Well, we can't all be clones. in society. Each person has a personality. You have one, I have one, another person has one. We're supposed to come together and work out together. So, what is going on? Because this is not the kind of social media that we should be on. We're supposed to be accepting together. We're supposed to be encouraging ourselves. So my question for today is, what social standard that you seem not to fit in made you uncomfortable in your skin? What is a social trend that you've seen happen made you feel, why can't this be me? Now send your answers on the WhatsApp number 01000427894. And I can't wait to see your messages after this break. Here's Alicia Cara, Scars to Your Beautiful.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we're made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand she's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer. The light that shines within.
There's a
we're back. So I've taken some time and I've had to think, why does society choose to ignore the real people behind the screens? why do they choose to ignore what we actually look like and create a different persona to make the others happy, to make the higher class happy? That is such a big question in my mind right now. I never know the answer. It is so hard to finally understand why are they doing this. Maybe it's because the rich get richer, the people who have so much get even more, and we just stay the same. They're making people who are rich have more money. They are making others want to fight for what other than the rich people have. And the thing is, in the back of your mind, you know you will never get it because they are playing, you're playing right into their hands. You're making them do this over and over again because they know what you're gonna do. They know you're gonna end up pleasing them. They know that whatever happens, you're gonna come back to social media and you're gonna try and please people again. And that's honestly one of the most heart-wrenching things I have ever felt like. I have felt like I constantly need to please people. I need to always look good in front of the camera. It wasn't until recently when I realized this is just a plot. A plot that people keep going back to social media because in the end, it's the new thing. Social media is the new thing. It will never go away. You're gonna keep coming back because that's what everyone does. And no one can leave forever. They're gonna come back. So this, no matter how long you go, there's always gonna be a little part of you saying, I seriously want to be happy. And you measure your happiness with how many likes, how many views, how many people are happy with what you look like. Not about your personality, not about do they look happy? Are their lives good? How do they feel? No, your hair looks good today, so that makes you better as a person. You look taller, that is better. Oh wait, you're a girl? No, you can't be tall, sorry. Oh, you're too short. Oh, you need to go to the gym? But just keep eating. They never have a set schedule on what the beauty standard is. It will never be the same for more than a year, maximum. Because maybe last year it was having a slim waist, this year it's not. Maybe your makeup changes. Everything changes, nothing is constant. No one is gonna be happy with what you do whatsoever 24/7. Everyone is gonna hate you or hate what you do because you look happy. Why can't they be happy like you? What they don't know is you're being manipulated by social standards. And now I'm going to read a few messages and see what your responses are. Now, some people are saying people love to be perceived and people's perception of you can make you feel better or worse about yourself. Now, this is one of the truest things I have ever heard in my life. Because people care so much about how other people perceive them. They don't know, or they don't know how to act when they think someone doesn't like them. Like, how people feel when they constantly want to be accepted. Being wanted by others is one of the hardest things you could ever feel. Being not loved can also be one of the worst feelings in your life. That's why you go back to social media and make others happy. Now, another person says, a trend that always makes you feel like, and you say, oh, I wish that was me. It's always a trend when people are doing their skincare and you see the flawless, glowy skin and the clear face and you try to achieve that look, but you remember your face is not like theirs because no one's face can be exactly the same. So when you're looking in the mirror and you did every single step that the other person did, you will never feel accomplished because you don't have the exact same skin. Maybe you have acne, others don't. you might feel so insecure once you see that, why did this not look good? I did exactly what they told me. Nothing will ever look exactly the same on you and other people. Some people dress a certain way and they look amazing, and you dress that same way and it's not your style. Just because people are doing something does not mean you have to do the exact same thing. What you have to do is be yourself, be comfortable in your skin, find yourself, because honestly, living a life for others is not a life. Living a life to please someone else will never be a life. A life is supposed to make you happy, fulfilled, content. It's not supposed to make you feel like you're constantly overthinking what you look, how you dress, how you act, what even your career. Social media is not supposed to influence, oh, this is something new I want to try, and then it's not, because that's not really your feelings. That is someone else's trying to fulfill yourself. And now another trend is talking about other girls' bodies. It's like, that is not a good thing. Like, what if someone, the new trend is to be, you look at a girl's face or her body and you say, I wish that was me. That is one of the most toxic social media trends in the world, because it makes you feel like, why do I look like this and I'm supposed to look like that? First of all, you're not supposed to look like that. You're supposed to look like how you want to look like, whether it's like that or how you look like or something completely different. It's different in every person's opinion. So it's really not up to social media to tell you how you should look like, your weight. You should watch your weight, you should watch what you eat, you should watch how you do every single thing in your life. I have heard so many problems happen because of social standards. Some people constantly run to fix themselves as if there's anything that needs to be fixed, just so someone or social media actually wants them or thinks that they look great. But in reality, it's not supposed to make you feel like you have to change anything. Now, it takes time to accept yourself and to actually think, yes, this is me. This is exactly what I should look like. It doesn't matter what I look like, as long as I feel happy, content with myself. But that takes time. But the most important thing to remember is social media is just a screen. Social media is just the internet. You can switch off the Wi-Fi and you're off social media. You can switch off your phone and you're off social media. Social media does not live with you, doesn't breathe with you, doesn't eat with you, and it's not in your house. It's on your phone, behind a screen, behind a laptop, and they can't touch you. The only person you need to think about is yourself, how you make yourself feel, and what do you want to do? What do you want to feel? What do you want to be? That's the most important thing, because social media is nothing without you. It's nothing without you. So you have to control the narrative. You can't let someone tell you how you should act, how you should be. You just have to take your time with finding out who you want to be. Yes, you want to follow some trends. Of course, who doesn't want to follow trends? But you can't let them control you. You are the one in control, not the trend. Again, you're the one that's alive, not the trend. The trend goes and the trend comes. It will just... it's not life. Social media is not life. It's just a form of entertainment. So just remember, social standards are not you. Now, I'll see you next week for another episode of Digital Perfection on 90s FM Radio with Gannatullah. Now, this is Kalani Good Thing.
Myself tables at all the best restaurants, didn't eat alone. I buy myself fast cars just so I can drive them real f***ing slow. I like my own company, company I don't need it. I'm not always cold, I'm just good on my own, so good on my own. Think twice, 'cause I don't